Nearly every patient you interact with in person is bound to visit your practice website at some point. In many ways, your practice website is the hub for all of your marketing and patient acquisition initiatives. But everybody needs a change from time to time. How can you know when it's time for a redesign of your practice website? That's what we'll explore this week on the Medical Marketing Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast, the show where we give you actionable tips and advice to help improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. I'm your host, Crawford Ifland, and today we're going to be taking a look at how you can know when it's time for a practice website redesign. First up, let's look at a few common inflection points that could be a good time to update your website. Now, some doctors opportunistically redesign their practice website from time to time, but for many, the most common question is, when is it the right time? How can you know when your practice website has gone stale? And how do you know when it's the right time to redesign it? Well, there are certain events in the life of every practice that represent a good opportunity for a website redesign, so we'll explore some of them here. One of the most popular times to redesign a practice website is when you've updated your practice's logo or branding. Giving your practice a new look and feel with a new logo, colors, and fonts is oftentimes the perfect opportunity to update the look and feel of your website as well. Incorporating a new logo and/or colors into an existing website is usually a pretty minor and easy change. But if you want to use this opportunity to make a larger change to your website, this can be a natural inflection point, and it's the perfect time for a website redesign. If you're having trouble adding much-needed functionality to your practice website because of limitations in your website's content management system, it might be a good time for a redesign. This is a common problem among private practices, but doing a complete migration from one CMS to another is a big undertaking. And if you don't change your website's design along with changing the CMS, there's really very little to show for all that hard work on the surface. Because of this, many doctors choose to update the look and feel of their website when they're migrating to a different CMS. It's a change in the underlying architecture of the site that prompts such a switch. But if there's any opportunity to provide a better, more engaging patient experience online, many practices take it. So if you find yourself needing to update your website's technologies or content management system in order for your website to be able to do more, the time might be just right to redesign your website while you're at it. Another great opportunity for a website redesign is when you start finding user experience problems. By this, I mean things like difficulties with mobile accessibility, a lack of appointment scheduling, or other features that either make your content hard to find or your website hard to use. It's important to pay attention to your patients here. Ask them questions like these. How easy was it to schedule an appointment on our website? What do you like about our website? What do you dislike? Is there anything that's hard to find? Take their feedback to heart. It's easy to develop blind spots over the years, so having the fresh perspective of a patient who may be interacting with your practice for the very first time is crucial to understanding the weak points that your website might have. When you start to hear recurring themes in patient feedback, it might be time for a redesign of your website, or at least certain parts of it. Just because patients find certain elements of your website hard to use doesn't mean that you have to throw the entire site out the window. It may be that a few minor changes are needed to improve their experience, but these small changes can add up in really big ways. So be sure to ask patients how you could improve and listen to their feedback. Another inflection point that could necessitate a website redesign has to do with SEO. We're huge believers in practices regularly auditing their websites to uncover hidden SEO problems, and we're not going to stop now. If you do run regular audits of your website, chances are any problems you find are relatively minor. But if you haven't run an audit in a long time, or if you've never run an SEO audit before, you might uncover some big problems. If that's the case, a website redesign could be just what the doctor ordered. Sometimes you actually need to change your content management system to fix all of these SEO issues. We've already talked about that. But other times, the issues that an SEO audit uncovers will require lots of changes to the content and the structure of your website and how your pages are laid out. What better time to redesign your site than this? Addressing outstanding SEO issues can be a great time to redesign your site and give patients, not just Google, a fresh perspective on your online presence. Finally, many practices choose to update their websites whenever the practice undergoes a change in ownership. The new leaders of the practice may have a new vision for the direction it should take, and they might want to change the practice's look and feel accordingly. If you already need to change the bios or leadership information on your website because of an ownership change, why not go all the way? Many new owners of practices feel this is the perfect time to put a fresh coat of paint, so to speak, on their online presence. So if you've just taken ownership of a practice, it could be the perfect and natural time to redesign your website. We've just run through a few natural inflection points, so to speak, that represent good opportunities to redesign your practice's website. But the problem is, these don't apply to everyone. So how often should you redesign your practice website if one of those inflection points doesn't present itself? Well, the best practice is to redesign your practice website every 4 to 5 years or so. Like food, websites have a shelf life, and after a certain point, they kind of go stale and need some work to renew their appeal to patients. Think of your website like your physical office or clinic space. Now, over time, you'll occasionally replace furniture as it wears out, hang different photos on the walls, or repaint as the colors fade. You wouldn't want your practice or your physical office space to appear out of date or behind the times. So why is your website any different? Now, while you don't need to do a big overhaul of your website very frequently, it is a best practice to redesign certain aspects of your site every few years to ensure that patient experience is the very best it can be. Technologies and patient expectations change over time, and you need to keep up with the times. This should be your North Star as you continually evaluate and consider which parts of your practice website might not be performing. In our experience, it's the practices that make smart investments in patient experience online that tend to deliver better patient experiences in their physical space, and patients really reward them for that. So if you want your practice to stay on top of trends, conform to best practices, and deliver exceptional patient experiences online, it might be time for a practice website redesign. Well, that's all for today's episode of the Medical Marketing Podcast. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Medical Marketing Podcast for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen. And if you like the show, let us know by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll have a link in the show notes. Next week, we'll take a look inside the human brain and offer some psychological tips for writing more compelling copy in your advertisements and marketing materials. And if you want more practice marketing resources, check out our website at www.messenger.md. We're always sharing helpful tips and know-how to help you improve your practice marketing, grow revenue, and take patient experience to the next level. That's all for today. I'm Crawford Ifland. See you next week.